Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The Kenyan government's turned down international efforts to broker a solution to the crisis triggered by disputed elections. More than 600 people have been killed and 250,000 people displaced. Food for the Hungry's Kenya program director, Shep Owen, says,
"We actually can't even go to the office here in Nairobi. Upcountry, our work is mostly going on, but we have some staff who are trapped in some of the upcountry locations where a lot of the fierce ethnic fighting has been taking place."
FHI has helped 16,000 displaced people pray that seeds of the gospel have been planted. Meanwhile, Greater Europe Mission is helping raise the bar for teaching English to non-native speakers. In February, they'll be releasing a training DVD for missionaries, church groups, and individuals. Dale Burkhart says the DVD will lead to strengthened missionary witness.
Teaching English just widens the audience. It widens the contacts that individuals have in their community. And if you're not teaching with quality, then you don't have credibility, and then your representation of Christ doesn't have credibility either.
GEM needs people for future teaching projects. Go to our website for details. And E3 Partners and SIM International have released a new tool for preventing HIV/AIDS. The HIV/AIDS Cube helps people tell others about preventing the spread of the virus. They successfully tested the cube in Sudan, where many people are illiterate. They also went to Rwanda. With the HIV/AIDS Cube, they were able to share the heart of Christ, and many Rwandans came to Christ. Many wanted to take the cube to their church. The HIV/AIDS Cube is available online. Visit our website for details. Mission Network News is the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical texts come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.